It also seems that, unlike a lot of these heroes, the most interesting things about them are the most mundane things about them.
Yeah.
Their home lives.
Dealing with their families. Yeah.
How they've dealt with death, how they've dealt with loss. Like, that kind of, like, you know, those things aren't mundane in our lives. But, like, to superheroes, like, they're not, you know, that, and that's, you know, like we've talked about before with a Hawkeye, like, that Matt Fraction run of Hawkeye is great because it's mundane. It's like him dealing with neighborhood shit. And, like, stuff that's going on in his apartment building and stuff like that. So, like, I like that that's a turn that these can take, and that's actually kind of interesting.
And that is one of the great things about these characters, even in the Avengers run where they were being overshadowed. It was, you had these characters where the focus of writing for the Vision and the Scarlet Witch was to humanize them, you know, to kind of show that he's a robot for all intents and purposes, but he's more human than a lot of the humans. You know, he's more...
Yeah, it's the data.
Yeah. And the same thing with the Scarlet Witch, that she's someone who is persecuted and hated by the entire outside world simply by circumstances of birth, yet she shows more empathy, more compassion than most humans could possibly
they
do.
They seem to be more of a lens to view other characters than to view themselves. Like they're vague and lofty and unfocused, but it seems like they make other characters shine.
They do, but I mean, I think that's just because the nature of the character of Steve Rogers, Captain America, is he is a normal person who becomes super normal, who becomes superhuman. He is, at his core, he's a really normal guy from Brooklyn who's just a really good guy who becomes the ultimate human. Whereas, so it's like you're trying to take a normal person and magnify them and make them greater. Whereas Scarlet Witch and the Vision are these super normal beings that their stories are trying to drill down to their humanity. You know, so it's like in the world of comic books, everybody else is being magnified and exploding, and those two are shrinking down to just being humans. So it's in this maelstrom of chaos and gods and monsters, you've got two humans who are trying to find a life together.
Well, synthezoid and a...
But the heart of humans. I mean, it's a mutant and a robot, but they are the human parts of the team. You know, they're the humanity of the team.
I get it.
They're not like, their powers are crazy flashy, but there's, even in that new Vision series, when the Vision's remembering all their moments, the moments he had with Wanda over the past, there's a brief moment where the two of them are kissing behind a tree while there's a supervillain going mad with the Avengers are fighting. And the two of them in this chaos find a moment for an embrace before they go out to possibly face their deaths. And it's like this tiny humanizing moment, and it's throughout their appearances in the Avengers, that's what they were about. You know, they were about... they were overshadowed, but part of that was because their stories were the human stories. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. And I think I think it wraps in sort of what I was saying about it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.